Just want to add a quick minute on the end of this sermon here. I talked to a brother yesterday who's just strong in the Lord, faithful, loving, a leader, and he was just getting hit left, right, and sideways with condemnation from the enemy, and just discouragement. And so I just got a chance to talk to him and pray for him, and there's just been an uptick of that. I think it's happening all the time. I always get that, but it just seems like the more, you know, if you hear about it 4 or 5 times in a row, that there's something happening here. One of the things that I wanted to just to say was when the enemy comes in to deceive Eve, as Sam has said before, the temptation is to enter into the dialogue. And that is the first step towards failure. And I was reading Martin Lloyd-Jones yesterday, and he talks about putting faith in operation. How do we put faith in operation? And he says, first of all, what is faith? Faith is the refusal to panic. Faith is the refusal to accept the proposition put forth by the enemy to enter into the dialogue. And so he says, genuine faith does not entertain the temptation, but immediately it rejects the temptation. By even considering the temptation, you allow it to take root in your heart. Believers, you and me, do not have the capacity to fully consider temptation and then turn away from it because it engages the flesh. That did God really say, entering into that dialogue has to be met with a, get behind me, Satan, I will not. And so the thought that floated across my mind yesterday morning as I'm laying in bed is Jonathan is always this, that, and he's this, that, and the other thing. He'll be like this someday. And I have a choice laying there at 7:30 in the morning to take that thought and start to consider all the ways I'm not doing well enough, or I could do better, or I have the ability then to stop it right there and say, I will not entertain this accusation. Does that make sense? I'm not strong enough. I'm not built to enter into the dialogue. I'm actually built to take my refuge in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus alone is my covering. Christ Jesus alone is my sufficiency. And in that place, I stay secure. So I just wanted to say the temptation to talk is something we have to renounce and stay firm in Christ.
And not to give the enemy any deal, but he's a better arguer than you are. Been doing it a long time. You need to have short conversations with him and say the name of Jesus who's completely crushed him, okay? And don't get into arguments or dialogues. Amen. Great.